Brett Hayhoe has been writing an autobiography one episode at a time, and this week he gets to the part where other people were involved, which, as it turns out, did not always go smoothly.
This episode covers his relationship history, 5 partnerships across several decades, several cities, and one very consequential birthday remembered at exactly the right moment.
Let's start with the relationships themselves.
The frame here is simple and a little disarming. 5 relationships, all of them ended, and Brett is accounting for each one. Honestly, not to assign blame, but because accuracy is the only standard the series holds itself to.
He opens with a line that sets the whole tone. "You could count the number of partners I have had on one hand. Literally. 5 fingers, 5 relationships. And if I am being honest, which is rather the point of this series, 5 variations on the same unmitigated disaster."
That framing matters because he immediately walks it back just enough to be fair. He wasn't unlucky across the board. He was, in his own words, on occasion spectacularly lucky. What he did with that luck is the actual subject.
The first relationship is a teenage one, and he's clear-eyed about his own behavior. He said, "I love you," too early. She started mentally booking the church, and his response was to withdraw. Less contact, then less again, until the message landed without his having to deliver it.
He doesn't dress that up. He calls it not a chapter I am proud of and moves on.
The second relationship is the one that carries the most weight. A high school sweetheart, lost contact for years, and then here's the hinge. He still knew her birthday. He mentioned it casually to her mother. The mother was taken aback, a phone call followed, and suddenly they were formally together.
What followed was, by his description, almost suspiciously orderly. Dated a year, engaged a year, married a year, son arrived. He notes his son needed open heart surgery at 5 days old, and he deliberately declines to fold that into this episode. He says, "Some things are too large to share the page with someone else's chapter."
The marriage lasted 7 years. He's careful about how he frames its end. They didn't separate because he was gay. They couldn't find their way back to each other once he was honest about being gay. He calls that a distinction worth making.
The remaining relationships move faster. A man from Sydney whose affections arrived when Brett had nothing to spare. A second boyfriend who moved in with good intentions and the wrong emotional constitution. And then a man in Melbourne he was fond enough of to relocate his entire life for, who lasted 7 months.
17 years then passed before the 5th and to date last boyfriend, who already has his own episode and doesn't get compressed back into a paragraph here.
He closes by naming the 2 who stand apart, his ex-wife and the man he moved to Melbourne for, and admits he couldn't tell you whether that reflects well on his capacity for love or poorly on his timing.
5 endings. No court cases, no restraining orders. The bridges, he says, mostly just weathered away on their own.
What stays with me is the precision of the emotional accounting. He knows exactly where he fell short and doesn't flinch from it.
Timing, memory, the gap between what you feel and what you're ready for. More of that territory ahead, presumably.